Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. These words are taken from the prayer of the Salve Regina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, my dear friends, I would like to depart from the Epistle and Gospel for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost, because today is the 4th of July, and thus today we commemorate the birthday of our nation, which is celebrated this day on which the Declaration of Independence was formally adopted by the Continental Congress in 1776. And thus we will commemorate our nation's birthday, and this we will do by prayer and by celebration, since we are both Catholics and patriotic Americans. Now, I would like to talk to you in particular this morning about a man who was a devout Catholic and an American patriot. A man who was living proof, if you will, that you can be both. You can be both a Catholic and a good Catholic and an American patriot. And I say that, my dear people, in particular, because there are certain, even among traditional Catholic people, who believe you cannot do this. You cannot be both Catholic and an American patriot. But that is not true, as Charles Carroll was living proof of this. Charles Carroll was the cousin of Archbishop John Carroll, the first bishop of the United States of America. Charles Carroll was born in 1737 in Annapolis, Maryland. And as a young man, he worked very hard to see that the penal laws against Catholics in the colonies were repealed. And although he was very wealthy, owning almost 40,000 acres of land and a number of houses in Maryland, still, he used his great wealth and offered himself to serve and assist his fellow patriots and Americans, such as George Washington, John Adams, James Madison, and others, to resist the tyranny and the many injustices committed against the American people. In fact, he was chosen to represent Maryland at the Continental Congress in Philadelphia in 1776. And after the Declaration of Independence had been drawn up, he was among the 56 patriots who signed it on that memorable July 4th. According to a certain historian, when Charles Carroll signed his name in a clear and bold signature, a colleague remarked, "There goes millions." And by this he meant, when the British come, and they will come, they are going to confiscate your land and all your wealth. But another fellow signer quickly interjected, "No, there are several who go by the name of Charles Carroll in the colonies, and thus he will not be so easily identified." But when Charles Carroll heard this, he immediately added to his signature of Carrollton. Carrollton was the name of the estate on which he and his family lived in Maryland. And after he signed of Carrollton, turning to his fellow patriots, he remarked with a smile, "There, the British cannot mistake me now." And thus, in history, he is often referred to as Charles Carroll of Carrollton. After the Revolutionary War, he served on the United States Senate until the year 1801, when at the age of 63, he retired from public life. On his estate, he had erected a chapel where Holy Mass was offered monthly. and all Catholic people were welcome to come and attend Mass and receive the sacraments there. This same historian writes, in the monthly visits of the missionary priest, Charles Carroll was the first person on his knees in the confessional. It was his great pleasure as well to serve the priest during the offering of the Holy Sacrifice. On July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration, only three of the signers were still living. And these were John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Charles Carroll. And during the many July 4th celebrations that year, these names, our historian writes, were mingled with songs of national joy and saluted with peals of artillery. But our historian tells us that two of the illustrious trio saw not another son, as Adams and Jefferson both died on that very same day, July 4th, 1826. Charles Carroll alone remained the sole survivor of the 56 Patriots of 1776. He died on November 14th in the year 1832. But a certain writer describes his final days in these words: "The end came peacefully. It was an impressive scene. The illustrious old man, fasting, sat in an armchair in his room, though he well knew that he was about to receive Holy Communion for the last time. A crucifix stood on the table. The blessed candles were lit. Children, grandchildren, and old Negro servants who were as family members, tears in their eyes, were kneeling devoutly around Charles Carroll. When the solemn religious ceremonies were over, and Charles Carroll had made his last confession and received his Holy Communion for the last time, he was lifted back to bed, and he died soon after, November 14, 1832. Many of the headlines of the newspapers around Maryland and then throughout the United States began to read, "Charles Carroll of Carrollton is now no more." Now, this same author gives us what appear to be the last recorded words of Charles Carroll. And this is what he said: "I have lived to my 96th year. I have enjoyed continual health. I have been blessed with great wealth, prosperity, and most of the good things which the world can bestow: public approbation, esteem, and applause. But what I now look back on as the greatest blessing of my life is that I have always faithfully practiced my Catholic faith." Today, my dear friends, as I mentioned, we who are both Catholics and patriots, we are going to celebrate our nation's birthday by prayer and festivity. And this we're going to do despite the dramatic turn of events in our nation. Events that are still unfolding before us. Let us, though, not be discouraged, but rather let us be greatly encouraged. Despite the sad truth that our American society is a hedonistic culture, even as American people are, it seems, very much steeped in sin. Still, my dear friends, let us have hope. Even as we do our part to make our nation one nation under God. And our part is not only to pray for our country, not only to pray for our nation on July the 4th. Our part is to pray for our nation throughout the year, but equally, our part is to live good Catholic lives. Our part is to live our Catholic faith. It is to live our lives according to Catholic morality. And in doing so, my dear friends, we will, by our lives, call down God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and God's blessing on our nation. A nation which now not only goes against the laws of God, but it goes against as well the intentions of the founding fathers of this country. For it was John Adams in particular, my dear people, who said in so many words that the Constitution of the United States of America was written for a nation that is Christian, that is religious, that is God-fearing, and that is moral. Otherwise, he indicated in so many words that the Constitution will not work. The nation must be moral according to God's holy laws. But let us then, who have the one true Catholic faith, pray with confidence in God. And let us have hope in Mary Immaculate, who is our life, who is our sweetness, who is our hope, as we pray in that beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen. She is the patroness of our beloved country, and no one's prayers are more powerful than hers. Let us then pray to Mary Immaculate, our hope, even as we strive to live our lives according to our faith and morals, attending Mass at least on Sundays and holy days, and with attention and devotion, receiving Holy Communion devoutly and regularly going to confession, striving to keep God's holy commandments, living our lives in purity and chastity according to our state in life, having charity in our hearts for everyone, forgiving and excusing all who offend us, being kind and patient and faithful to our daily prayers, especially the Holy Rosary, which after the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the sacraments is the greatest prayer that you can offer to God. Doing all this with confidence that in some measure we will call down God's mercy, God's grace, and God's blessings upon our nation. And please God, one day, each one of us here, like Charles Carroll of Carrollton, will be able to say with that same confidence, what I now look back on as the greatest blessing to myself is that I have always faithfully practiced my Catholic faith. God bless you, and may God bless our United States of America. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.